Commissioners Court Workshop for Wednesday, May 20th, 2026 at 9 a.m. begins here.
All right, this notice is Franklin County Commissioner. This is a workshop on the 20th day of May, 2026. And we always start with a prayer. I didn't say prayer, but we need to say a prayer, please.
Go ahead. You bet. Father, we come to you prayer this morning. We just thank you, Lord, for the day, for the gift of another day of life, and Lord, for all your goodness you show us and the blessings you give us. We thank you. Lord, we're thankful for this county we live in, the state we live in, this country. Lord, we're very blessed to be here and just all the people we get to do life with. We ask your continued blessing to be upon this county and our nation. Lord, I pray a special prayer to Lord God for our country and the conflict that we're in over the Middle East. I pray for a resolution of that deal quickly, Lord. And I pray for our country's economy, Lord, the people that are dealing with different issues, the high prices and whatnot. I pray that you just help us, give us guidance and direction as a nation. And Lord, as we consider the stuff that's before us this morning, I pray that you give us wisdom and understanding in all the things we talk about in the conversation we have. Help us just to guide and direct our conversations and help us make the right choice and decision when it comes time to do so. We ask it all, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thanks.
You have flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Texas flag.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Today is a very special day. I'd like for me to sing happy birthday to
you. Miss Gostar.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear parents. Happy birthday to you.
That's right. That's right.
Maybe 65.
55 years old. Wow.
We have a total of lost. I didn't bring it in here. I guess. Hold on. How much do we have coming in every year? 135.
Did I bring
that
back here?
I've got
mine
tomorrow.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. It's probably here somewhere. 135,492. So we're about $1,500 over what everybody's asking.
That's the cash on hand.
That's what was on hand by one. Accounts payable for the rest of this year is $66,753.
Oh, so we got to cut a lot.
No. Mm-hmm. I know.
No.
Estimated accounts receivable May through December is $71,621, which would leave you with about $140,000.
Oh, okay.
So we're a little low there.
Yeah.
They're a little under what we've got.
And then we have to think for the other part she puts in there about the whether or not we do that. Yeah, obviously, right below is the $140,000 cap spend without the capital overlay or outlay for the budget. $25,000 for the ballpark.
And if you put that in there to spend next year, then it lessens it to 110 to 120,
yeah.
Somewhere around. So first off, that's what you need to talk about. What needs to be done at the ball field, and do we need to budget money for that? And then go from there. Because we have 25K to spend this year.
Is it what now? Say that again, I'm sorry.
For the ball field.
I know, what did you say about something about finishing something?
We need to finish, is there anything we need to finish out with the ball field?
We need to repair those tarps. Right?
We still got to put some covers over some dugouts.
I did two fields a year.
Yeah.
On that.
Didn't we budget this for a parking lot? and not what we really budgeted.
It really does. They have asked to have it restructured.
The people did park.
But I mean, they park out deep.
You can't drive through our.
Yeah.
But they said we're gonna have to do something with the parking lot, because I mean, it's holding way too much water.
I drove out there after a big rain one time and looked at it. We moved it from the front gate.
We're just moving it all the way. We just got it from gate no more.
But now it's scattered puddles. It's not quite as bad as it was.
It's just flat.
I don't know. Post those flat.
It's dry. It shouldn't be that much, so it should. And while we're at it, tell them to leave there and go to the sheriff's department.
$7,000-$8,000, probably.
How much?
$7,000-$8,000, I would imagine, depending on as big as that is, as many.
Yeah.
I think the last time we stripped the sheriff's office, it was $7,000.
Was it really?
Well, I think so.
Oh, mercy.
Anything you want to do there?
It wasn't cheap.
Did you talk about the hub scrapping it too? It's a big part. It's a far part to do, hard to get everybody in there.
Well, y'all gonna have to do that with something other than this one.
Yeah, right. I mean, I'm just saying that.
You can't do that with this one.
When you talk about scrapping, I just thought throw that in there too, but I know you need to do it with this money, but.
Scott, to be permission, would this be something we'd want to give the solar farm the opportunity to help on, you know, that I had mentioned that they were looking for something in the county to pitch in that.
No, because this is really just hot pack money.
No, I'm talking about.
He's talking about extra.
Oh.
That you're talking about.
Yeah. Scoreboards, I think, is a big problem.
Oh, yeah. You can.
They just reached out to me and said they wanted to help or something, so.
Yeah. And then the lithium boats. I think they're working with the school to do a big jumbotron or something out there, so put money toward that. So, but yeah,
you can, the ballpark might be something that they would like to do, and I mean, if it would help, but I mean, that's something, whatever y'all think, I could just mention it to them. He just told me to get with you guys, and they said they wanted to come to pitch in or something.
Get with
they kind of allow that in their budget when they come into the area.
Kayla. Yeah, get them toward here and talk to Kayla. That's also what they would like to have out there. And
if there's something else I want to offer to them or whatever, I just thought about that. You know, I mean,
yeah, they can always put something up there to do that thing. So, yes.
Why don't we first ask them what the source of their components are to know whether we want to be an obstacle rather than a proponent of what they're doing?
Do what? I guess I miss that.
Ask them where the source of their components are, their batteries. Are they coming from China?
We're not talking about that. We're talking about money.
We're talking about solar.
If they want to give money, that has nothing to do with.
It sure does.
No, it doesn't. If they want to give money, that's we're good. Nah, that's the reason we're not going to do it to us. I can do it with the baseball association. So, but that's, yeah, you get with them, just go in contact. Taylor. So they can do that. So,
but ultimately, we still need to decide whether we're going to stick with doing the $25,000 outlay for the ballpark. That's going to make our decision on whether we have $140,000 spend or $110,000 to $120,000 spend, right?
What does it cost to put the tops over the dugouts?
I think it's around 2,000
field.
If I remember right.
And how many do we have left? Four?
We got the four next to the concession stand.
I mean, that definitely obviously makes it. If we have somebody who wants to donate this stuff to the ballpark, that makes a big difference. We can pull back that 25K, we're going to have to put that there, and then we'll still free that up for the rest of
those
applications.
Yeah,
but I'd hold it back just in case.
Blue awnings, we're going to need replacement.
The what?
The blue car.
Yes, that's what I was talking about. There's some there tore.
I'm so surprised they even made it through the storm.
Oh, me too.
I think we need to hold that $5,000 out to be able to do that with. Then you don't know how much the blue car costs.
No.
They were living thousands after the pool month.
For all of them?
Just for one. It's about 22,000 both.
Yeah.
Well, since we've talked about this prior to this meeting, I say we should not go with what Toby said, but we go ahead and hold that back, that 25K, that we can actually have it there in case we need what stuff we need to do with the ballpark. And figure out, we go from that much just from the 140 to the 110, 120,000 cap. And make our division from that point. Okay. That gives us our baseline to start with as far as.
Okay.
I mean, I think either way, we'll look, it's going to be, it'll be an increase of what we did last year for everybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, what we just did across the board last year of 5,000. Well, obviously, there's a couple to come up with that total right there. There's a couple in there that are obviously a lot larger requests than the others.
All righty, y'all want to kind of go down the list?
Start at the top.
You want to start at the top? Baseball Association.
What was that 36,000 and what did that include?
It's
turfus and a new freezer.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Which we're gonna
do. Looking at getting the freezer.
An ice machine, need repair, turfus, and two new drags.
I'm trying to remember. I probably should be a little more prepared this morning than I was when it comes to that. I'm not sure we can spend that on supplies like that.
What I was.
I think it's got to be more
promotion
of a tournament or getting ready for a tournament or something of that nature. But don't quote me on that because I'll have to go back and read. I might have that.
We'll
print it off.
Right.
No, I might have the law printed off in my
file. I think it's basically bringing people into the community is the bottom line for all of that. For events, for anything like that. But yeah, I don't think we can use it for
drag
or stuff like that. That's going to have to be budgeted stuff on that. Supporting the events, stuff like that. While she's looking that up.
I'm also just me looking at the numbers, y'all tell me if I'm wrong, I'll do it.
Well, it must be a goblin. Funding the enhancement or upgrading of existing sports facilities or sports field for certain municipalities, which it does fall, because we have to go through the legislature in order to even be able to charge this, and we were approved to do that. So we would fall under this same thing. The municipality. Hotel tax revenues are spent on enhancing or upgrading a sports facility. We must first determine the amount of hotel revenue that was gathered, that were held, da 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 da. The area hotel revenues that were generated from sports events at the hotel tax funded facility over that 5-year period must at least equal the amount of hotel tax that was spent to upgrade the sports facility. Does that make sense? For example, the city spent $400,000 on tickets.
Well, let's skip that, but I'm pretty sure the rest of these are pretty legit on
advertisement and things like that.
Yeah. So we know that the sheriff's posse, that brings in a ton of folks to the rodeo every year, and that's a big thing for them. I mean, one year they get like $80,000.
Just another, I mean, it's just another thought looking like the number two. Like, we think we had 85,000 last year across the board. We did 10,000 across the board. This year there's 12 entities asking for $120,000. That puts us right there, Mac. In other words, that would move. And there's, if you did it equal across the board. Yeah, it's a little chilly here.
Well, it's hot and fine.
Didn't make it hard.
Me too. I'm still sweating.
Or if you gave all of these smaller amounts, if you funded them 100%, and mm-hmm. then took those three big ones and reduced them enough to make up, because some of these don't need.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I feel the same.
Where the others could use the money. Right.
Exactly.
I'm just saying, yeah, we funded all those three big amounts.
Yeah.
And then divide that out
yeah.
accordingly amongst those three, what's left over, that would give you about 60-something thousand for splitting between those three.
Well, if you take the ballpark out and add the rest of them, if I added right, that's 101,000. Then you could leave the ballpark with the rest.
Yeah.
What are they going to do with it?
The ballpark? Well, because we're kind of limited on what they can spend it on.
I thought money. So what are they?
Leave
it. Well, do you not say the drags are for preparing the fields for bringing tournaments
in? Yeah, you could do the drags.
And the turfers.
But the drag that I don't know. We could probably handle.
How much are the drags?
What do you want to buy? I mean, you can buy a little machine that's
Ricky looked at
10,000-20,000.
Yeah, Ricky looked at one of those.
I'm talking about reasonable.
I mean, it's just a pull behind, you're looking in for 15,000-2,000 tops, I would say.
Oh, so yeah.
He looked at that one, didn't he? About $25,000.
It was useful.
Yeah. And it's done, you know, they went over and rented one time over Paris, and the dirt infield went in, made it nice. And stuff like that. Yeah, that's pretty expensive. Parking lot. We want to talk about that during the other stuff that you're talking about. $25,000. Well, that would sure ease things along here if you want to just give everybody a certain amount. Or,
I think Brooke makes it. Brooke's
the hurt point. I think Brooke is more on her task point. Than just saying everybody gets $5,000.
Right.
Yeah.
And then we give people what they requested and then divide what's left over by the ones that were.
The three big ones.
The three big ones.
Is it Chamber of Commerce?
If you can come up with a
baseball.
Baseball.
Four bigger ones.
Yeah. Or like.
Sure. Take the ballpark out, there's 101,000 if I add it all.
And then just give
the 20,000 down to 25.
If you can justify that amount.
Say it again, Scott.
If you add from leaving the road,
sure,
20,000 down, I got 101,013.
Okay.
And we have like 120,000
Yeah, just justifying the amount you're gonna give the baseball association.
How much are we giving them?
Well, that's...
To be determined.
The difference, if we can come up with a produce up to that much. Do they pay to do any advertising for signups or any of that?
Just keep all of it.
Every expenditure of the hotel occupancy tax must clearly fit into one of the nine statutorily provided categories for expenditure. Funding the establishment, improvement, or maintenance of a convention center or visitor center. Paying the administrative costs for facilitating convention registration. Expenditures that promote the arts, which is the building and things of that nature. You can do any of that for those. Okay, let's see. This section authorizes. See, it all goes back to tournaments. This category is intended to allow communities to fund the event costs for sporting tournaments that result in substantial hotel activity, which we all know that that's not going to be the case, but bringing people here is, to me, is the same thing. Where they eat here, shop here, play here.
And it costs us to host the, or the association to have a tournament, right?
Yeah.
So they could they use that to pay the cost of the tournament?
Yes.
So you could justify giving them the balance of
without a problem.
Yeah, because then
they don't tell them what it costs to host.
Yeah, that would give them money to get the cheaper drags and then to go toward tournament cost and give everybody else what they asked for.
Would you do that? We just need to make sure and tell Tyler and him that, you know, we can't fund it with operating. Yeah, because some of that's considered an operating cost.
Right.
Just a standard operating cost. It's, you know, to bring in tourists, which anything that has to do with the tournament that they may have would be something that we can justify.
Just kind of matter on what receipts they bring in is what you're saying.
Yes.
Well, we're not voting on her today. We're just...
No, but you're going to have to...
What we're talking about is...
Vote on the Tuesday.
Give her all the smaller ones, whatever, and then divide what's left and subtract it off of the four biggest ones. Or give them whatever, you know...
Yeah, I thought we were just talking...
I mean, if you give every, you give everybody what they all want, then the ballpark, whatever is left over...
The ballpark would get, if you fund everybody 100%, the ballpark would get right at $19,000.
Right, $19,000 versus $36,000.
And that would get their two drags and then go toward tournament expense.
I'm good with that.
I think there's a lot of folks that come in and they keep their, and I just think more part of what we think about it, the folks make the request, but they're also pretty conservative when they make the request.
Yes, I agree.
Yes.
So
I'll tell you on my part, I mean, I dropped my request from last year because, I mean, I realize the funds get shorter mm-hmm. and we just appreciate whatever, but I know for myself, I cut it back.
I mean, that's why we always say every time we have these applications, how much we appreciate people doing that. Just, you know, being kind of moderate what they ask for.
Now, this is at how much?
120.
Yeah, and I know we heard the other day we mentioned that. Oh, y'all, is that all you need? You know, they probably spend more than that, but that's
the whole thing. Everybody can use more.
Our conditioning unit I put in was $5,000 I did last night.
Yeah.
That's Not even counting the plumber and electrician, no. We run through a lot of money. But y'all help us way more than the city does, like way more so.
How much hot tax money do they get in?
What?
I wonder how much hot tax money they get in.
Do you know how much we got last year?
$200.
$1,000, and it took me 6 months to get the claim paid. I got it last week.
They did have hotel, my friend, Motel 6. Mm-hmm. That's about all they get, you know. Well, no, they got these little ones down here.
Yeah,
they
just don't have as much. But it's one that I've gotten in the past. I have gotten zero.
So I don't think they collect as much as we do.
Oh, no. No, I don't think so either.
No, they have less, but they choose how to divide it. And it's not fair.
Paris worked hard.
Yes. That's what we're saying. The city doesn't have a Paris.
Nope. I need a Paris.
She hunts them down.
She worked really, really hard on that. She was a barracuda. She shook some both. I think she's actually scared some folks.
I'm fixing to close someone down.
I can't wait to see that.
Yeah. I think they should have been paying years and years.
Yes.
Well, all right. That sounds. Anybody else get anything on that? You want to start on the policy?
No, let's take an ambulance.
We're not getting that much money.
No, I'm not talking about that. Your ambulance contract.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I know we're not getting.
We're one of the few counties that didn't get the grant from the state.
Hey, Scott, can I say something for later? Daddy is fixing to resign from the hub on his birthday. He's decided he just can't do it anymore. So I'm going to try to do, like, have a paper or something for him. And I thought you might.
When are you going to do it?
It'll be on the 19th of June. We'll be, that'll be his last day, his birthday weekend.
That's a county home.
And so he's calling it done.
That's a county
home. He's got to find somebody to replace him.
Well,
the hub
won't be open that day. Oh, it won't?
It's a county holiday.
Okay, 18th.
I mean, yes,
well, let me check my calendar. Yeah, I think I'm doing it on the 18th. Okay. And he doesn't know that I'm planning to do that, but I'm going to talk to the ladies once he tells them. He has not told them yet. Okay, yes, on the 18th. I'll get the kids to come up there with me and Randy will come up.
Ooh, they're going to miss him there.
I'm telling you.
He's got to find a replacement for him.
They're going to have to find a big one.
Mm-hmm, they're going
to
miss him.
He's just not healthy enough to do it. I hate when he's have a few of that because that's not going. Randy, I'll talk to you later about that.
Okay. All right. Thank you. See you later. All right. Tell them about the ambulance.
No, I gave them all the ambulance contract, had them read over it. They need to discuss any changes I made on the way.
I looked at it yesterday compared to the one from before, and look, all burgers are pretty much the same, just obviously an increase. There's, you know, just the standalone fees plus what we, you know, obviously increase what we pay every month. I mean, after 6 years, what do we say what the percentage increase is now?
No, I don't know. 20,000 a year, I don't know what the percentage is.
Well, I called Christmas. And talk to them. They're hurting so bad for ambulance service that they're going to use Hopkins County on two different locations, Canton and Athens. Is that what it is? I can't remember what coach. I think that's right. So they're actually going to do a contract with them to do that also. So their deal is like a deal with Hopkins. You better stick with Hopkins County because they're a good service and they've done us good. Mm-hmm. They really have. He told me the other day they're ordering a new ambulance. Mm-hmm. I told him we didn't get the contract, and he said that's okay, we're ordering all the new one anyway.
They ordered it about a year ago.
Yeah. So, we're good there. So I don't think we have, I don't.
I know it's a $20,000 increase, but we lucked out about a 6-year contract out of 5 years, so we really can't complain too much.
Does that have an extra year to start with?
No. It'll be about $155, I think, a year. $53? Okay.
I think about, you're about close to 10% increase over 6 years. Inflationary stuff is that way.
And if you think what else, everything else is going up in the last 6 years.
Well, they do a great job. I mean, other than just having to pay them.
I mean, who else around here other than Christus, who else would you, I mean, there's not another ambulance service around, so.
All we have to do is call, if we have an issue, we call during it and he takes care of it.
Yeah, we could go with that one out of Dallas that year, but you didn't have to start dealing with Dallas.
You don't ever see him.
You don't ever see him, you can't get anything done, something breaks down, something doesn't happen. These people work with the sheriff's department very well, the fire department very well, volunteer fire department very well. It's just, sometimes you have to pay that.
And a lot of times, just local people that actually work out there too. And maybe on South Spring or somewhere, but they're here pretty much all day.
They're almost as one thing in the name of Christ, which they kind of did, but they could probably go up more than that. And we would have to do something.
I texted Landon, I think he told me he had read over it, but I can't remember. I'm texting him to see, because I don't think he had any questions or anything.
Well, like I said, we're just kind of talking about it, but I think he has to.
Yeah, and if something, we can put it on the next agenda, because that way I'll have it. I just needed to get this in and get it put to bed so that I could have a budget figure for next year.
It's one of those.
Yeah, that's comparative. She sent us an email. It's got the other ones. That's the other one. That 1324, that's up to like 1600 now. So just different small increases overall. That's what I'm doing here today. Kind of preparing to get different language in there.
So you guys are okay with it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Landon gives me the thumbs up, and I'll put it on the next agenda for approval. And it'll start January 1. We'll continue at the rate we are through the September 1st, and the new one will start January 1.
Dr. Tolte is trying to get a grant for the urgent care center also.
I sure hope he accomplishes that.
He's trying to get something here.
I mean, is it the deal about the water refusing us on the ambulance grant? Why did we not meet the qualification? Or they say it basically just, no, you don't get it?
I don't know. Because every judge, I was reading, most of them got it, they got it signed, but we didn't get it. They really didn't give us a reason.
I don't know. I can do it, but I don't know. I don't know if they just picked them out of a crowd, because Brent even said he sent a letter to the state comptroller stating that he did not agree with the way they handled their qualification schedule or whatever. So I can't answer that with any certainty. I don't know.
Well, I mean,
all we did was apply. I mean, it's just signing up. We just had to sign a letter stating we wanted it, and we didn't get it.
And we signed the.
And send them the contract that we had.
I mean, we've done everything the head guy down there wants to do.
I wondered if it has something to do with us having a contract.
That's what I was wondering.
For ambulance service. I don't know. We were never told why we didn't get it, or even what the qualifications were, honestly.
I think, weren't they, the qualifications was the ambulance service could only get the grant from one entity that ambulance service services.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody else that
within service their
got it, then we wouldn't have gotten it.
Ah, okay. Well, that makes sense then. Did Hopkins get one?
I don't know. I didn't see him put a thing on there. There were several judges going, asking how they do this. And because, you know, the state of Texas doesn't make anything easy.
No, I know.
You've got to kiss the rings of about three different people down there. And then you got to send out your firstborn child to them.
Well, it does say we can contact the data analysis and transparency division at phone number to find out what
they Bill Fruit.
They would transfer it 27
times.
Exactly. Then you'd be on the phone, they'd send you to me, you'd have to talk to me.
Because they wouldn't talk to you. But no.
Yeah, that's clear as muddy water.
Yep.
Yep.
That's the thing we're saying. I'm sorry. I'm just going to hug.
Next.
Thank you.
Budget. Policy.
Insurance. Property insurance. I emailed all of that to you guys.
We don't have much choice on that either.
We got a choice.
You go out for bids.
How hard would that be to do that?
Mark? Honestly, I don't know.
I mean, just to.
No, I'm full of information.
Okay, we've got all. just looking at all that, their declarations and all the different stuff we have on there. I mean, I think it's. I mean, tax obviously services everybody, and that's great. But I was reading one report in the last couple of weeks that was talking about some of the insurance industry is that where we've had the huge increases of the premiums the last few years, that we're going to see a little bit of a difference this year because they didn't write out as many claims last year due to there were no landfall hurricanes or something so forth. But so to have a 17% increase year to year, I think, I mean,
it was 30% last year.
Yeah. So, and this report was talking about there's actually been some decreases. And I actually had my homeowner's insurance just because I ended up having to shop around when they didn't renew the other company didn't renew me. I mean, I got a cheaper rate for this year. So it's like, I don't know if it's worth our time to at least call one other company and say, well, you know, give them everything we have and say, what can you do for us? I mean, I think TAC obviously has. They help us, but at the same time, it's become that situation where it's just, what's the easy thing to do? Could we save some money on this? But I mean, I just don't know what, we've never had to do this the 4 years I've been here, just go and say, make a phone call. We got all this stuff on a piece of paper here to say, well, we have. Mm-hmm. At least ask.
Oh, maybe. I think that you can get a break the first year, and then they'll do a contract, but then they'll go up.
Right.
Astronomical.
And to me, it'd be worth looking into. Because I'm like, I mean
I think it's what
it don't hurt to ask every once in a while.
And competition is just a good thing. I mean, you can help us with. I mean, TAC, if you have the whole, I'm not trying to slap a hand and take care of us on a lot of things. But sometimes we just always lo and behold, well, check that box. Well, let's do it. That's all we can get.
But the only problem is that this contract's going to be more than $100,000, or probably, so we're going to have to go after proposals. So you would have to publicize it in the newspaper. And I don't have a problem doing any of this, but if you're going to do something like this, it needs to go out for proposals.
By the way, Titus Kent no longer has a paper. They're all...
Tribune's gone now, too?
Gone.
What are we going to do?
Soft Spring. Not learning now.
Well, let's go out newspaper. It's all right. But there's no longer.
Just like the power of business.
And what's this thing is, obviously, we got to have make a decision about it. When I say the date on June.
Goes in effect July 1.
July 1. So we've got a month and some change. To...
Not this safe. We have to put it out. It's going to go out for 2 weeks. Mm. We'd have to jump on it and hurt.
If you're going to think about doing something like this, we need to start in February or March and go out for proposals as opposed to waiting until the end of May. Because mm-hmm. I mean, we're 30 days out now.
But we don't know what their
Air quote to us is till we get, we just got it.
But if you're even thinking about it, you need to go ahead and look at other ones. Because I mean, it's going to be a 30-day turnaround before we can even get any in. Which is the end of June.
So once we work with our, we don't really, it's a simple term, we don't have much of a choice, and we're stuck with what we're going to do, because we can't get it done in 30 days.
For at least a year.
For another year. So next year, February, we can start looking and start shopping again, I guess. That's why I was wondering, like, looking at the renewal that she sent us, that I know it's coming up close, like, how do we get, do that, and I didn't even take consideration, in fact, you have to get quotes from everybody.
I'm like, you 30 days, there ain't no way that you can get all of it.
Last year, it was under 100,000 last year, it's over 100,000 this year. Unless we get somebody, unless an insurance company we can find, right, for less than 100,000, right? So if I were to talk to, in my capacity, just talk to somebody I know in the insurance industry, give them that one big number that we have of 44 million, and tell them that's when we need this insured to get, is just start talking to us. Is that, can that get me in the ballpark, or did I?
Yeah, well, you got me. We can make a phone call.
I mean, I've just got different people I know
in the industry.
So like, I could make a phone call, see if we're even in, if we're in the ballpark.
In the ballpark. Yeah.
See how far out of line this is, or if it's.
I've been here since 1990, and we've been with TAC since 1990.
Well, what?
We've never moved in any direction other than health insurance. That's the only time we've ever gone out for proposals, and we did that, and we wound up back with TAC within 3 years.
So what?
Okay. All I'm doing is telling you the historical information for you guys. I've never done anything differently. It's always been with TAC. I've been doing this since, like I said, 1990. And nobody's
ever moved. But your professional opinion as our auditor, do you think there's a chance we could save money? Would that be beneficial?
I can't answer that. I'm not in the insurance industry.
Are there any other counties that go away from TAC?
I'm sorry?
Are there any other counties that have moved away from TAC?
Not many. Most are. And most, if they do, they wind up back with TAC.
Yeah.
Lawsuits and stuff, that falls into that too, right?
It's not this one, but we do have that too.
I know employee insurance, when I just went to my class, out of the whole, quite close to 200, there was only two that went out of life and tech.
And they'll probably be right back to
that. Yes, you just don't know.
We did that, you know, it was the mid-90s we went out, and was out for about 3 or 4 years, and went right back.
Because we went out one other time too, since I've been here.
Would we just end up going back because just, the service was just better?
The service and the benefit, the coverage and everything.
All we deal with, a lot of people that are on insurance is us, the county.
Right.
Yeah, that's all.
We're not out there with the general public.
Right.
Insured.
I mean, I think this is a ridiculous price, but I don't know if you're
going to
find anything any better.
Well, like Scott said a while ago, you might get under this for a year, and then next year you're going to go up, and you're back in the same boat again.
Then we start fighting battles with a big corporation, you know, corporate insurance company. I was just trying to figure out.
I just can't speak to that because I'm not in that industry, so I don't know what it would take or if we could be.
And the first time something happened, then they'd want to cancel it, then we'd be back in.
Well, I'll tell you what I did.
And they're real easy to, types are real easy to deal with. I mean, as far as claims and all that.
Yeah.
My two vehicles was Farm Bureau. And everybody was telling me how they are. And I called my old one that I was with since I was 16 years old. And my insurance on two cars was $3,200 and some dollars. And so I gave the exact same for the ag workers in Fort Worth, who at one time was just ag teachers and their families. Then they went to home ag and then young farmers and stuff like that. She said, okay, it'd be $3,800. I said, you're kidding. I just left about 4 years ago and it was like $1,200. So it's gonna go up, it's gonna, it's expensive, it's just, ooh.
We're dealing with it in our church.
Yeah.
But, in fact, they're dropping us in June.
Wow.
And you, we're looking at self-insurance.
And you know, the state of Texas can control a lot of that, the Department of Insurance, they won't do it. They're all they want to stream is property taxes, that's it.
Nay.
That's all they want to stream, but they don't want to help everybody else. Anyway.
Well, that was the main, one positive part that you did say about that.
I do think you should reach out to your friends and just,
Did, last year went up 30%, so this year was a slower, it was a moderate increase. So, and it was like, there are things going up. Anyway.
But I do think it's worth a phone call. If you have somebody that you know in the industry, I don't.
It'd be worth a phone call just to kind of see.
I'll make a phone call.
Just see
how comparable they actually are.
So we'll know if that's something we want to look at. If we can't make it happen this year, that's something we definitely want to look at doing next year. And I keep scooping myself right out of this.
I'll never get you there, but they'll go, ooh, you better stick with them. I'm telling you. Because, like I said, that's the only one thing I deal with, is just the counties. And most counties are usually pretty soft compared to a lot of things. All right, what's next?
Employee policy, that's something.
What? I'm probably going to leave it with you. I'm fixing to go in there.
Well, you have a Zoom.
So, Scott Smith. Congratulations. You're really good. What do they call the mayor pro tem? Judge pro tem. I'll go for a few minutes.
I gave everyone a little packet of what we were going to discuss and go over today. And on funeral leave, we want to add the aunts and uncles and nieces and nephews to what was currently in there. We're just adding those.
As immediate family.
Yes.
That would be included in the 3 nights.
And instead of giving 4 hours for like a friend's funeral, you get 8 hours for that calendar year. So we added 4 more for a friend.
Take it any way you want to take it. Because I think currently it states it's 4 hours.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And we're just saying you can take it any way you wish to, up to 8 hours.
Yes.
Right?
And that yes.
Yes. Okay. Per year. Yes.
So I don't know. Does that sound good with you guys?
So what you're saying there is if you just need to take 2 hours off.
Yes.
To go to a funeral day, then you just instead of having to take
it's
off.
It's a funeral of a friend.
Of a friend.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. If it's immediate family, if you guys pass it, you won't pass it today. We're just discussing it today. But if you do decide to pass it, then nieces, nephews, aunts, and uncles would be included in the immediate family.
Yes.
That currently has spouses and children and parents.
And the next one is on elected officials. Any new elected official that comes in should not have to wait for their insurance. It should be started immediately. And if you guys agree on this, this will have to be done so when we do our benefits in, is it November?
It'll be December 1 is when it'll be effective.
Yeah, so we'll have to get that okay with, and we'll have to let the insurance company know that those elected officials will not be including employees waiting time.
Employees is currently $60.
Yes.
Everybody right now is $60.
And they cost landing a child. He wouldn't get insurance. They wouldn't try him for him, right? Got one little girl, don't they?
Yeah, just
another little boy, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm, little boy. 5 boys and 1 girl.
Yeah.
He has enough for a basketball.
Well, Randy's kind of in that same shape.
Yeah. Wouldn't try him for the world.
And the next one is certificate pay.
We had some issues.
Yes, we did. And I just forgot I might have left something out also. But that it is up to the employee. employee to bring to the treasurer's office when they get their certificate each time. They need to bring it to us. Then we will start their increase the pay period after we receive it. We will not, and I didn't put it in here, we will not go, we will not backtrack and give you, it's because you received it in February, we also received it in April, you need to bring it to us. We will not go back until you receive that.
Not retroactive.
Yeah, retroactive. We will not do that. Because when you get it, bring it to us right away.
Because what was happening is, we weren't getting the information that was needed. And then we had to be by July 1 for the next budget year. Well, we had a lot of balls dropped over the course. So we decided this would be the easiest way to solve the issues is if they bring it to us and we stamp it in the treasurer's office, they get a copy of it and it goes to the next payroll. Instead of having to wait until the following year and everybody trying to remember all of that.
And what the deputy did, he gave it to somebody over there, we don't know who, he gave it to somebody, so he did give it in, it didn't say who to give it to, so that's clear enough, they got to have it to you.
To us.
Don't drop it off for secretary or sheriff's department, say, I did it.
It's your responsibility to get it to the treasurer's office, make sure they stamp it, and you get a copy of it.
Right. And that's clear, so this.
This is more of a cleanup thing because we ran into a couple of issues.
This is the elected officials you're interested to serve.
Immediately.
Put in office.
And then the certificate pay, just cleaning that out way.
On vacation, upon separation or termination, the employees will be paid up to 80 hours maximum of their rate of pay. That means when they leave, they can only get 80 hours that will be paid out to them.
For their vacation?
Yes.
Speak now for her whole piece.
Y'all got something to think about.
Yeah, if y'all want to talk about it, I'm going to make sure. That,
yeah.
What is it now?
Whatever they have, yes.
Whatever they have.
Which is fine to some degree, but the smaller offices that you know, they have to stay within the budget guidelines, can't hire anybody. So if somebody has 160 hours of vacation that we have to pay out and comp time, whichever the case may be, the combination thereof, then those employers have to wait that time frame before they can hire anybody in their office.
We don't have any money to pay somebody else coming in.
We don't have the money, then that means they have to come to you guys for a budget.
They got 160 hours, they just need to take 2 weeks off.
Yeah.
I'm burning 2 weeks of vacation, not going to catch me without.
Which leads to the next. Vacation buyback.
I'm going to leave before this starts.
Why are you leaving?
I'll start.
What's up?
Oh, that's got to be. Because I think you want to talk about this.
Yeah.
This is about to be long.
So go ahead, Chris, what's saying?
No, you can read it.
And we're no longer offer vacation buyback. Why did we offer it in the first place? When did we offer it? When did we offer it? 2 years ago, first time?
Yes.
Sheriff's Department. Mm-hmm. Sheriff's Department. So what I'm saying is, why did we offer it and why did we
offer it? I don't know.
Okay.
I guess so some people would not lose their vacation time, but if you look at it, and this is how I feel, I have no vote in this, but we're giving them vacation. I want my office to take a vacation. I don't want them to work all year long just to get a paycheck, you know, for that week. I want them to take time away from my office.
And you can't separate.
I agree, but at the same time, I still look and say I have the same, because it was brought up and it was brought to us and we approved it, is the fact that this is something that people earn, and so to tell them, you know, I request that you take the vacation that people need to take. I got what you're saying. We've already got to a place where you can only carry over 80 hours, and this helped those people that were doing cutting that back. I mean, I understand. And then what's the other part was the cost savings? Because I was thinking about this, how much does it cost the county? I mean, well, this is obviously trying about saving money, right?
Well, this is so that they'll take time away from work.
But that's.
Because more people, maybe not over there, but some others, will be less likely to take more time off because they want that extra paycheck.
Okay. But it's something.
But the point is to have the vacation. The point of vacation is for them to get away from work. It's a mental health thing and.
How do you feel about this?
What?
We're giving them vacation.
Well, here's the thing, we got elected officials giving their employees administrative leave. Why? They got vacation. Well, we'll give administrative leave, we'll say, we're gonna write a check, but we're giving 2 weeks of vacation. So I see both sides, I really do. But you can't, and I understand y'all's rubbing hands, and the sheriff, there's something, they can't take off. I mean, they've got to come.
Well, there's other people think that they're making some of these proposals that disagree with that. That we have to, that, and that's fine, that we agree to disagree, but that ultimately, I know part of this deal, I mean, I think everything we make decisions on are based upon money. But yeah, we're saying this is because we're doing it for mental health for our employees.
To get them away from work.
Right. Well, that's.
I don't really think, but also.
I don't know, but what I'm saying is.
You can't take 2 weeks off during the year.
Do what?
I don't see where anybody can just take 2 weeks out of the year.
Over a whole year's period.
Over, yeah.
Well, that's your office and that's your position. Some of us have different viewpoints on that.
I understand, but I'm just telling you my viewpoint on it.
Right. I agree. I accept your viewpoint. That's fine. We offered it and we've given it and to start calling it back, I'm not necessary for it. Anybody else, any other commissioners have a thought on it? I mean, I was trying to think if there's a cost to it that's.
The problem I have is budgeting for it. How do you budget for it?
Well, that's what I'm asking. What is
your point? You guys have money. You have fund balances. These offices do not. So how do we budget for everybody to have 40 hours in their budget? How do I do that? I have to budget for each employee to have 40 hours to pay out at the end of the
year. How many people actually
protect? It doesn't matter.
We have 75 employees, that 75, roughly 80-point employees. How many people actually protected this?
I think we had 10 last year.
So
At 40 hours.
And so if you got things with the high-end people making $27, $28 an hour, that's $1,100 times 10, that's we're looking $11,000?
Yeah, where in their budgets do you find that money is what I'm asking.
Well, where did we find it when we offered it?
They're having to tweak it out of their
why
budget.
Why did we offer it then? Why did we offer it first?
If you'll let me finish.
I'll let you finish.
No, you're not.
Telling me anything.
Forget it.
Okay, there is what you said, forget it.
Let me ask on this, because I know before where I worked at before is your vacation, if you saved 80 hours, it would go on into your service time when you got ready to retire. Instead of paying now, you know, say instead of saving that 80 and wanting a paycheck, now it's going to go on into your service time. And you can retire 2 weeks early or 4 weeks early, you know, if you add it up. Do we let them do this, which we used to carry it over every year. But we're saying now, right here, you can't have it over 80 hours or whatever, it's over 40 hours.
You can carry it over as long as
possible. And we've also.
So you can't carry it over anyway, but.
And we also, now we've also already said too, that we can't, you're only gonna pay you for 80 hours or somebody that spends 20 or however many years in service, they're not gonna pay over that when you retire, comes time to retire. So.
My question still is, how do you budget for it? Because their budget is set every year by you guys. So I'm not sure how much money I need to budget somewhere in order for maybe Susie Joe over here has 40 hours and maybe Joe Blow over here has 25.
I guess we got to
add
additional money, I guess, to their budget.
How do you do that? Then you're going to have to raise taxes. Because when you start adding those additional funds in there, you have to be able to fund it. I'm just asking.
Yeah, I know, we've raised taxes.
I mean, I said both ways. I mean, all mine are the same vacation, so.
Do
Do what?
On my employee safety certification.
Yes.
And you can't insist that somebody take their vacation?
That's what we're trying to do.
All you tell them is use it or lose it. I mean, that's
but I know what it's there with, for.
It's for the vacation.
It's a benefit.
Yeah.
It's always been a benefit. It's not something we have to do. It's not in statute. It's a benefit.
We're not voting on it anyway, so maybe we can get more next, unless somebody's got more input they want to put in right now. Alright, we'll move on to the next thing. That was it. Well, good, we saved the best for last.
Well, I did have one that didn't get put in, but.
No, we're going to talk about it.
Okay. We're on nepotism.
This is just on. I didn't make a sheet on that because we were just going to discuss it.
Love it.
But we have a nepotism in our policy, but we just, if you will read the last two paragraphs, it'll really, it'll tell you, like, if you're the elected official, you're the supervisor, you can't hire a stepbrother, I mean a stepson, because that's still going to be your son. And it tells you in here, I put in with the mother-in-law, all of that's in here, so you can see. You can't have a supervisor supervising somebody of that family, their immediate family. You can't
no
have
matter,
a work.
No matter what the IG's opinion is, this is the policy. Is that if you come into to work, or if you're an employee there and your boss comes in as an elected official and or as a department head, somebody has to go, basically.
Your family.
Yes, your family, somebody's got to go, and you have so many months to decide who that is.
So fully supported anybody that's on the funeral policy as designated as family.
Now the nepotism.
Well, the nepotism
chart. The nepotism chart.
Yeah, yes.
So if somebody already works in an office and then their spouse becomes an elected official.
Over that office.
Over that office.
That person, then, somebody ever retired.
Then yeah, that person's either got to leave or the elected official has to back out.
Just the employee. Rather than
but that has happened and did create a very large problem. Very much.
What was
we had that situation.
Here?
Mm-hmm. We don't now. We haven't in a while, but we did have that situation.
And it causes issues within that office as well as for all the other offices. Trying to deal with that office.
So we need to have in there how long they have, or?
Yes.
Yeah, we'll specify.
It's 6 months. I just kind of just put this together as a little thing. You know, just so we don't make that.
6 months to decide.
I don't know that.
So that very last line or last paragraph.
I wouldn't,
obviously
because they know we're in there.
I would be running. That is kind of just all over the
house.
I'm over
there.
I'm
over
there.
I'm
over
there.
Yeah.
You also got
part.
I might need to type it.
Brought to my attention for birthdays. Do we want to give our employees and elected officials? We're not really.
Yeah, you can take the next day off.
Employees' birthday off. What'd you say?
You can take the next day off.
Yes.
That's not for me.
That's all for me.
Sorry, Chris.
Next year.
Sorry. There you go, man.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you what most of the guys would want is if their birthday fell on a Tuesday or Wednesday, they say, well, I'll just take off Thursday.
They have the whole year to take it off.
Or take it off at any time.
One day a year.
And it's a use it or lose it before we go any further.
You don't get to carry over your birthdays.
You don't get to carry over your birthdays.
I carry over 10 birthdays in 5 years.
Then I'll be in there right now.
So what's all that? How does everybody feel about that?
I was going to drop that up, so.
What's your thoughts?
I like taking care of my employees.
Okay.
So I thought just giving them something a little bit.
A little extra day here and there now and then.
Yeah.
Well, can we multiply the number of years times A and take it that way? Because I could be off for a while.
I think it's just one day.
One day a year, so we get one birthday day.
It would be an 8-hour day.
Yeah. 8-hour day. 8-hour birthday leave off at any time during the year. Just don't do it on your first day of employment. Look, Randy, you haven't thought
of it. Toby?
Toby
wants his
birthday off.
He can have his birthday wherever he wants. This is Scott, more of the employee.
You obviously have the idea, so. I got no issue with it, so.
Well, you might
have. I have no issue with it. You know me, I'm an advocate for our employees. I'm a big believer that our.
Oh, wow.
Remember that coming, but raises.
I just, one day at a time.
We're talking about tax increases. Woo. Remember that coming raises.
I need to get my book
on every quick. We can get to all kinds of things like that. You know, we could go a lot of different directions.
Yes, yes, we could.
But anything else?
Yes, one more. Scotty would like to bring up Christmas parties, or to have a Christmas party.
Thank you.
Is there?
What'd you say?
I said thank you.
Oh.
Are we gonna make it mandatory for everybody? They have to attend. That works for me.
A mandatory Christmas party, mandatory vacation leave.
They have a whole year to use their
vacation. Well, one thing about the Christmas party, which this last 6 months have been kind of a blur. We didn't have anything this last year.
No, we didn't.
And the previous 2 years, we did. And I think everybody worked super hard to make it work. But both of our catering companies were somewhat disappointed. And we had different employees gripe because this was not this and this was not that. So I think we ultimately got to a place this year where it's like, you know what, to save all the grief and the headache and the expenditure of money, just have each office take care of your, you know, do what you do on your own. I got no problem having.
I was in a potluck. Everybody brings something.
Right. Yeah.
And you put the rubber food on the meat.
And the harsh comment will be, why should I have to cook for my own Christmas party?
Yeah.
And
well, but here's.
You're gonna have some people who aren't gonna participate or who don't want to bring something, and those of us who want to do it and enjoy doing it just have to be okay with that. And not get the one that I'm really talking to is not sitting here. Not get bent out of shape because somebody doesn't want to come and say, well, we just won't do it. No, because that's not.
Right.
Most of the people want to do it. Want to do something.
And this, I think, just my opinion, I don't know if we necessarily have to put that policy-wise, it needs to be in a policy handbook that we're going to have a Christmas party. I mean, it's something we
I didn't say it had to be in the policy.
We always have these, I mean, we have commissioner's court twice a month, every month, and so we get closer into Thanksgiving, and we just, we revisit it, and obviously if we're, everybody's, you know, full out to do it, and in November, let's make it happen.
Airport that's had work done on it in the last year or so.
Yes.
So, I mean, I'm not averse to having the same time as like the previous 2 years, the disappointment with the two catering companies.
Well, I don't think the last one was that big of a disappointment. It was we didn't have people RSVP, then they showed up. And they didn't have enough food then.
Right.
No, we didn't have.
And that's that. I mean, I've done catering before, and that's tough.
Yeah.
But I mean, so we need to really stress of kind of who's going to show up. Or,
yeah, if you don't RSVP,
if you do a potluck and somebody walks up and they don't get something to eat, well, did you fix anything and bring it? Well, no. Well, sorry. You know.
Well, there's always an abundance when there's a potluck.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, there's always way too much food.
Okay. I mean, we'll talk about Christmas parties as we get into the fall. Ready, you want to have an input on our Christmas party?
I want to go back to the birthday paid day off. I'm just curious if anybody put a number to how much that's going to cost since the discussion about buying a vacation was there. You kind of had a number for it, but do you have a number for what it would cost? How many employees are there?
Well, and I'd have to go back and look. Do you know off the top of your head, Beth?
I think it's 82, 83.
But that includes elected officials, yeah, which we wouldn't be involved.
It's in the 70s.
And then you have to say, okay, is it going to be full-time or part-time, or both?
Oh, yeah.
Because we have 9 or 10 part-time people.
I think it should apply to part-time as well.
So.
Like adding another holiday. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's basically another holiday.
Well, I'm not just saying nearly every year we have a holiday that falls on a weekend that they don't get.
Well, we usually take that on the Friday or Monday.
Yeah.
I did have one other little comment.
This is one more little one.
This is a little one. He said the paper was closed, but I'm a subscriber and I still get it. I haven't seen or heard anything about it being closed. I know they moved it office to Pittsburgh, but then it moved back. So I don't know if that, I don't know.
I should say that may be what I hadn't heard.
No, I'm not sure.
I'm just saying I wouldn't say necessarily it's closed because I got a paper last week. I haven't seen our citations.
I mean, we'll have to obviously.
That's right, I remember you telling me that.
If that is, as the judge said, if that happens to be the case, we'll have to go self-screen. That's the next thing, then go to Dallas Morning News or on the new term like that.
Put it in the central world.
I'm still doing it online. And I'm really hoping.
Well, that's.
And this is something we all need to work on with the legislation.
The last legislation I heard talking about.
The word coming out.
Do everything on an online deal. But
they make us
I can't remember. I mean, I know they talked about it. I'm not sure. So, all right. Anybody else got anything else?
I do.
Yes, sir.
So, I don't know how y'all handled this before, as far as helping the hub. What is the county, and what kind of contributions does the county make, or you know, how y'all help?
We fund it.
Okay. If it's a one ballot, do they have a need? Like, would it be the need? Are you worried about the benefit?
Yes.
Okay.
Everybody's
worried
about it. Okay. Well, I didn't know for sure. Oh, he mentioned it to me, and I'll check back with him. So.
Yeah.
And this is the other two thing ran on that. But it was brought to me, my attention. And I actually, because it was, somebody else was in, it's in that business as well. And just kind of send them some pictures and ballparking it to have that redone, because we have to take the whole thing has to be completely redone to fit that deep fryer. And that was well over, is in the 20,000s. And there's no money in the budget to do anything like that right now.
Okay. So well, that's what
I think there's multiple people talking about it. We had somebody come talk to me too at church one day and said, what if we have? We have people that want to donate. Now, I don't know what kind of donation they're talking about doing. They're talking about, you know, contributing $100, or they're talking about contributing to somebody paying for the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And then the question even on top of that was for those that are over the hub, that falls underneath their, you know, their oversight, is whether or not that's going to be the best case scenario to actually have a deep fryer in there.
Yeah.
Because of what potential it could create with.
He had told me 18,000 miles on cast out.
Yeah. Or
but, to me.
Yeah, it was.
I don't want to get into commercial stuff like this.
Yeah. Because they'd have to completely redo the whole thing. But that was one thing. That whole overhang, they had to cover, I think, it's like 6 inches on both sides. So you can't just extend that one. It'd be a completely, totally rock work up, and then the fact that
you go into all the issues with it being a senior facility, recreation facility, all the other boxes that you said. They would break what they're trying to do. Because it's like, I know what Bo had talked about, to me, was the fact that it's an easier way of preparing for food than you know what's killing. And not being part of my oversight, so being budget-wise, it's like, well, I can see how that worked.
They enjoyed it when it was in there, when they did have it in there.
The deep fryer?
I love it.
Yeah, he said, yeah, it was nice, but it might be something they had to do that. And what have they done, adding those ones to the side for the stove? They're just not one.
Yeah, so that's all that, and of course, they built that thing, make it look over it. It had no effect on it, because it wasn't anything to cover it. And then when you build that benefit, you have to expand it all the way over the break, though.
Have to completely redo it?
Yeah, it's like, you have to have like, I think it was 6 inches, my cousin thing, you got 6 inches covered on both sides of where your cook area is, so. It wouldn't be a cheap fix, so. But something we can, I mean, this, we're fixing to come into it in June. All of our future workshop meetings and budget stuff. Is this something we can do? I had this conversation last week about the fact that there's certain things we do that we've done really well in this county, and I think the HUD is one of those. I mean, it affects a lot of people, and it's a positive thing. So what do we do to make it,
to keep it going?
So, and those are questions we got to ask ourselves when it gets down to budget time too, so. Thank you. Anyone else?
Retiree insurance.
Oh yeah, I passed right by that one.
Let's hear it. Okay.
I've discussed it on Blue and Face. I don't know what else to say other than there are some that want it and there are some that don't. And I don't want to delve off into it. I mean, right now we would have 4 people on it at $1,000 a piece. So that would be, until they reach age 65, so that would be $60,000 a year.
And we would be starting at 62?
Well, we discussed 60 and 62, right. 50% at 60 and then 75 at 62, and see, it wouldn't even be that expensive, or at 62 we'd do 100%. That's another thing, it just depends on what.
Where you want to set it and,
where you
and
set
the percentage.
Right. But I did go back and look, and 4 people would be right now.
Would be eligible.
If you started it today. And that's pretty much the average over the course of the next 3 years, that 4 to 5 people would be on it.
And the big benefit of that is what?
Well, if you got rid of vacation buyback, we could pay for it.
I'm not asking that. What's the big, you know what I mean.
to me, and I mean, I know I'll be there at some point, but is if you have a police officer that's 60 years old that probably needs to retire,
right.
Well, they're not going to because they don't have insurance for 5 years.
Right.
So they're going to kind of stick around and do, and you know, I'm not saying that I'm not trying to put anybody down or anything, but they may not physically really be able to do their job.
That's a very legitimate. That's a I'm trying to get somebody.
So it might be a benefit to let them go ahead and retire at 60 or 61 and be able to pay for a little bit of their insurance until they get up there to where they can get.
Well, I think if they had a chance between vacation buyback and retiree insurance, they're going to take the retiree insurance.
Absolutely.
And the money you'll be saving, because you're not longer paying that employee at that higher bill, bring someone in.
I just say what you won't be paying them,
yes.
Will just pretty much pay their insurance. Or I mean, if they retire.
This is me personally, I think it is a great benefit for
I mean, the reason I asked somebody to say it so it's here
and
now where people are, we're not just saying, hey, we'd like to do this.
Set it up anyway. There's some counties that make them have so many years continuous service or so many
years. You just have to kind of look at it
and so it just depends on what criteria, because there again, this is a benefit.
So you can either do it or you
look, don't have. Look at it, doing like you said, 60% or 50% from 60 to 62, and then 75% if you wait till you're 62, and then.
And you think about people with pre-existing conditions, they can't quit work until they're 65.
So they're on Medicaid.
Right. You know? So if they had 3 years that they really do need to quit work, at least they would have the opportunity to leave at a decent time and still have insurance.
Have a little bit of a benefit to be able to leave. I think that'd be something we need to kind of look at. Maybe a couple of different ways, like you said, it's 50% or 75% or even 100% at a certain age, you know.
I suggested like a flat rate. Instead of being a percentage, would be a flat rate.
Flat rate.
So you could budget it a whole lot easier.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Whatever it would come down to. Anything from 60 to 65, if you retire, then you get the.
Yeah.
If it comes out to 50% or 70% or 62% or whatever, I mean,
yeah, where he's saying just paying $500.
Insurance is going to keep going up every year.
Yeah.
But we're going to give you $500 towards that, or $400, or whatever y'all decide, but just say $500. Because right now, it's about $950 an employee without life insurance, which we wouldn't pay for life insurance. It would just strictly be health and dental until they reach 65. And you can even make it just health, where it's not. Health right now is at 914. So you can safely say it'll be a grand a month in the next 2 years.
Yeah. So you're just coming in and saying it's going to be $500 a month. So.
Well, I know the last 100%. 2 or 3 years we've talked about and kicked it around. I think there's, it seemed like they're on the court that we're willing to look and say let's put pen to paper, come up with a number to do it and actually do it.
Well, when we started this conversation, and I haven't spoken to the sheriff since then, he had talked about even funding it for the first year, or he would split the cost with us until we could, you know, actually, from inmate housing, to where we could do a sliding scale. And it wouldn't be a cost to the taxpayers, because by that time we would have it absorbed inside.
And you said, well, there's 4 people right now in effect.
Mm-hmm. That would actually qualify at this point.
If they wanted to retire.
Yeah, if they wanted to retire. And then they would drop off, and then there's 2 more coming on. I mean, it's pretty much 3 to 4 people at a time that I did a 5-year span on.
Because we don't have a lot of them that would be on there. Hmm. Right.
Well, most of us are, you know, going to be on Medicare by the time it's coming into effect. But the people that, you know, are in their mid to late 50s, if we started at 60 at 50%, that our flat rate, whichever, I just use percentage because that's just always what's in my head. Then when they turn 62, the percentage or the flat rate could change and you could pay them more. Because right now you can retire at 60 with 8 years service.
Right.
So they could retire and actually have retiree insurance paid for at whatever percentage or flat rate you decide. And you could also, like I said, add the service if you wanted to. That's just up to you guys. It's kind of a hit to the outfield. Mm-hmm. Just depends on which direction you want to go.
See which way would be the easiest or the best.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else chime in? What do you think?
I think it's a wonderful idea.
Yeah, I'm all
little
for it.
Little judge.
Brandon and
I'm all for it.
Do you want me to keep y'all from running anymore?
Do what?
Could keep y'all from ever running again? Or you can leave early.
He's not that old.
He's not old enough.
He's still
if somebody retired before they were 60, they couldn't come back and say, all right, I'm 60 now.
No.
So,
you gotta stay till you're 60,
Judge.
But yes, I think it'd be a great benefit. That'd draw employees that would want to stay long. I mean, I know the problem now is your younger generation, all they care about is money. How much money they're making. They're not looking at the benefits.
Right. started working here was for the benefits.
That's
what I'm hearing. I mean, really, because it was in town, I had kids, young kids in school, and this was perfect.
It's a perfect job for families. And it's a good retirement.
It is.
I mean, it's a good retirement. You can't go anywhere and get 7% on your money.
Yep.
So what are your thoughts? What ways do you want me to look at it? That's what I need from you guys. I don't know what you're thinking, because I mean, all you have to do is say it's $1,000 a month. So then you need to tell me what ways you're looking, and I'll start figuring out what it's actually going to cost.
I'd say you need to pay for half the insurance, 50%. Okay, I know we're going the percentage, but you know, somewhere along in that line.
At what age? Any service?
Probably 60.
You're going to change it at 62, or you're going to leave it alone?
Well, you talk about if you retire at 60, that's all you're going to get is 50% from the end to your 65.
Okay.
But I'm like, if you come in and wait till you're 62, do you want to say 75% or 70, or you know, you want to up that a little bit, maybe to get somebody to stay there? Is that kind of what you're asking, is if you mm-hmm. want to up it to like 75%, if you want to wait till you're 62 to retire, then we'll pay 75% of it?
But then we're encouraging them to stay longer, and it goes,
it's
a contradiction to
what we're doing. Go to the reverse
side of the way.
Yeah. The other way. Go down to the longer you wait, the less you get.
I'm not a commissioner, but I'd like to see the figures doing it at 60 at 100%.
Okay. I can do that.
And they will have to be vested, right?
Yes.
I would think so.
Yes.
To be able to do that.
That would be my fault.
Yeah. Yes. They have to actually be able to retire.
Exactly. They can't just come in at 58 and
work till 60. And work till 60. And then, yes. They have to have their age.
They have to be vested.
Years. That's why I think the years of service should.
Yes.
Like if you're here for 8 years, you get a smaller amount paid. If you're here for 20 years, then you get more paid.
I know that's an idea.
I should say that, yeah. Because you take somebody that's been here 20 years.
But that's a loyalty thing.
That's a little loyalty thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, okay.
You mean drop that down to 158?
Can we take it up to 70?
I think that's
the fair way to do it. Okay, so let's talk about time frames. 8 years?
Yeah, since 8 years.
That would be the minimum. Yeah.
That'd be the minimum, and what would be the percentage? 8 years at age 60?
What I've read, it's usually 25% on the lowest, and then it goes up to 50% if you're half, 75%, and then the whole 20 would be 100%. But I mean, y'all can figure out that.
I kind of like
it.
That.
I do too.
That growth
you
rate.
You could do an 8, 12, 16, and 20. Plus.
Your service.
That's a huge
selling point for somebody. And when you're hiring the younger people too, obviously the younger people don't really care necessarily about what your benefits are. It didn't take long if I start figuring out that you got to get 8 years in, you're vested. And then you're encouraging somebody to stick around and
be contributing
to their job. All of a sudden, they're a 20-year employee, and they're 60 something years old. They're going to retire with full insurance until they get 65.
Yeah.
That's a huge
thing. Yeah. And I've got one right there in front of me right now.
And that's really when people start worrying about their retirement, is late 30s and 40s.
But I think if you look and say, can you get quality employees, and then people will stay around and contribute. Thank you.
I love your idea of that.
I think you have some white employees.
Is this all, and this is all going to be based on age 60, right?
Yes.
Okay, I got it.
I think when you get to age 60, you're kind of getting...
I know, you get in that mode. Yeah, I'm definitely in retirement. Okay, the only question I have is if somebody, what happens at 60, if somebody wants to be, because you can't draw your social security until you're 62.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So if someone wanted to stay until they were 62, would the same apply?
Yes.
Okay. That's all I'm asking.
Just long length of years of service and everything.
Because people can't draw their social security until they're 62.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that might also put them in a different bracket if they stay until they were 62.
True enough.
On that.
Mm-hmm.
It could. And if it doesn't, if those 2 years wouldn't make a difference.
Okay. Well, what do y'all think?
Not all of them, but. Anyone else? Anything other you want to put on there, Marla?
No,
is that pretty much solve that?
When do you want definites on these from now?
On the policy stuff?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because what has to happen is,
please give us a month away from him.
You might as well go ahead and get it over with, because he's just going to tell us every time between us.
Buzz?
Bob, you got something about the little judge?
Yes, I do. So I met with Scotty with A&S Air Conditioning yesterday.
Oh,
you know,
yes,
we've been having a lot of issues with the geothermal, thank you. So I met with him yesterday, and of course, while we were up there, we found another leak. I don't know how long it's been leaking, but of course, you know, that's all wood floor up there. Anyway, so I met with him, and his idea, we don't have no numbers yet, because it's going to take about a couple of weeks, because he's going to bring some guys back over. But ultimately, what we would do is that upper floor would no longer be geothermal. The units would be changed out. What units we have here that we could still use, we would use. But we still have to set condition units, okay? But, right now, there is three units above my office, and then I think he said five above the corporate, okay? And what we do when we swap, if we swap them out, we can condense that down to about three units by using zone equipment and everything like that. But I did have Marla print off. Since 2020, we have spent approximately $30,000 on repairs of this geothermal crap. And the gentleman from A&S even brought that up. He said, look, 10, 12 years ago, that's all we installed. Now, there's just not efficient anymore. But it would be...
It's never efficient for this kind of thing.
Yeah. And, of course, the other thing is, with that geothermal field out there, we can't use that property for nothing. Now, once again, I just talked to him about that floor up there. I don't know, we'd have to wait and see what the numbers are if it was ever a thought of maybe converting the whole courthouse. He was talking about newer units are more energy efficient. The only problem with that is this building is not energy efficient.
Not at all.
I mean, on a windy day, you just hear a bunch of blinds blow. I guess the only thing is it saves us with having to deal with the water. I know, like I said, there's been a couple times last year that where they lost pressure on the system, and then some of the fittings have came loose. And then when they pressured it back up, they blew the fittings, And then, I mean, you've got gallons and gallons of water coming through. So anyway, like, I don't have no numbers at this time. I just want to make y'all aware that's something we're looking at. I mean, to see if it's even going to be feasible.
Thank you, Judge.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
Was anyone here when that was put in to know what it cost to put that in?
Was it all done when they did the refurbishing?
The remodel, yes.
What year was that?
2014.
We moved back in.
2012?
Are they here?
You step out there and look.
Yeah, somewhere out, yeah. I mean,
it's never worked right.
Yeah.
Especially not that floor. It's too, it's not made for that, going up that far.
Well, and I can remember when the units down in the old office, there was three above the ceiling and the leaks we had and everything. And I know at one point they seemed like they had to pull the whole ceiling down or replace some stuff and everything like that. But,
and we've had to do that in our office too.
But like them units up there, they have to stick condensed units, the outside unit. And there's areas up on the roof where they can do that. It's not like running a line set all the way down the wall and having them sitting out there. I mean, so. But anyway.
All right.
We have.
What?
I've asked that same question. You guys asked that question last week, and I said, does anybody know anything about why that cone's out there? Enough look.
I'll entertain a motion to adjourn if anybody wants to.
Did y'all leave the cone out there? Did any of y'all leave that cone out there? That cone out there? We're trying to figure out where the cone got.
It's the one that was over the library.
Okay, so we had a motion. You mean the chop house?
I mean, the chop house.
Yeah.
Well, library.
We haven't had one yet.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Motion? Second? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
We haven't used a cone since.
It's your birthday, August 20th.